Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us for the Friday show on KLCC. I'm Rachel McDonald. Lane County Senior Public Health Officer Patrick Ludke is here, along with Steve Adams, Incident Commander for Lane County Public Health's COVID response. Thanks to both of you for joining us at KLCC.
Happy to be here, Rachel.
Indeed. Thank you.
So we heard today from Governor Kate Brown that there will not be a surge of additional doses of COVID-19 coming to Oregon anytime soon. This throws a wrench into plans for the vaccine rollout. How does this affect efforts in Lane County?
That's for Steve. That's why we brought him today.
Steve, you're on.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ludke. Well, Rachel, indeed. So this has been a fast-breaking a week of news with respect to vaccine availability. So over the, you know, we're about 1 month into this process. For the first couple of weeks, 3 weeks, the primary kind of focus has been pushing doses directly to the hospitals, as they have had the most urgency. Much of the response effort thus far has been focused on protecting our hospitals against the kinds of tragic surges that we're seeing all over the country. So many of the hospitals have concluded their first doses. They're very close to that, and all of our local hospitals in Lane County have begun their second doses of Pfizer vaccine. So within the last couple of weeks, we began to see the flow of vaccine coming into other providers as the Oregon Health Authority has moved down the so-called groups. There's four groups within Phase 1A. That's when we began to come online with vaccine. So we don't know what our allocations are going to be. It's a week forward kind of process. We typically find out, sometimes as late as Monday what our allocations are going to be, and then we very quickly have to move that process forward. The Oregon Health Authority has about 35,000 vaccines on average. Sometimes it's as low as 30. Sometimes it's a little bit more. That they can allocate to different users across the state of Oregon with 36 counties that we have. And certainly with the anticipated surge of the so-called federal stockpile that was announced Tuesday morning, there was some sense that there was perhaps maybe an increase of 50% that could flow into that process. Lo and behold, that stockpile has not is not there. There's not additional doses coming in, so we remain at a flow coming in that has kind of mirrored what we've seen in the past. And the relative pace of vaccinations are not going to pick up beyond what we see coming.
So, just to kind of reiterate what we heard previously during the press briefing. With Governor Brown, Patrick Allen, director of the Oregon Health Authority, said Oregon had been expecting to get 200,000 doses of vaccine to give to educators and seniors, but that those doses are not forthcoming. Now it looks like educators will start getting the vaccine on January 25th, and seniors will start getting it around February 8th, and that's starting with those who are 80 and older. Now, Steve, we've had calls, a lot of calls and emails from seniors who are anxious to get the vaccine. And of course, I know this is all new information for you now in terms of the timeline being changed. But what can you tell them, you know, and what can you tell seniors and educators who are anxious for this to get the shot?
Indeed. Rachel, I appreciate the question. We are eager for them to get the shot as well. It is our mission to ensure that as many people who are keen for a vaccination have access to that. We are putting plans in place to do that. We have a set playbook that we use for mass vaccination through a lot of different venues. The limiting factor here is the availability of vaccine flowing into Wayne County, and into Oregon and to the rest of the states for that matter. We don't have the availability of vaccine right now to be able to get out to individuals. As soon as vaccine becomes increasingly available, we will continue to scale up our activities. And just to kind of maybe put some numbers on it, the phase 1A group, so this is, you know, kind of healthcare writ large within Wayne County, that's about 40,000 people who were currently in that process. And we, you know, it's our best estimate right now in looking at the state data that, you know, we're maybe a quarter of the way through that process. And we've been at this for a little bit. So it will take time to continue to move through the vaccinations that are in the queue and to then understand the new guidance that is coming to us from OHA in order to really understand what we can do. We are ready. We are prepared. We can scale. As soon as we get available vaccine, we will begin to get that out, and we will be communicating on every means available to us to be able to ensure that people who are eligible can get to vaccine.
Well, that's definitely something that we've heard from folks, is that they want to know, kind of, they want to know when they're going to know and how they're going to know. What are some of the best ways for people to find out, you know, what, when their group is going to be in line, and how they can, you know, kind of keep that information up to date?
So I would point people to the Wayne County Public Health or to the COVID-19 website. So going to Wayne County's website, you'll see the COVID-19 mm-hmm. Banner, and you can go right to the vaccine information is right there at the top of the page. We are launching a listserv to, and people are very rapidly signing up to be able to keep informed. We're making some specific adjustments there so that people can see exactly where we are in the queue, and that will really, I think, try to, you know, our intent there with our work is to ensure that people see exactly where we are in that process.
And let's go to some questions we've gotten via email. This is a question from Amanda, who says, "My dad is on home dialysis. My mom is his caregiver. As such, she appears to be in phase 1A, group 3. I've heard there are mass vaccination clinics in Eugene this weekend that include group 3, but that they are invitation only." So her question is, how does she get invited? But maybe you can kind of just explain to us about the vaccination clinics happening this weekend, and how people know they're invited.
Indeed. And Amanda, thank you. I think we've all gotten quite good at trying to parse exactly what the guidance means for where we all fit within 1A. Those of us that don't are quite, it's quite obvious. So the event that we're able to do this weekend is a limited mass vaccine clinic, and it's focusing really on group 2 within the guidance. So these are congregate facilities that are not being addressed in group 1. Those group 1 congregate settings are really kind of memory care and skilled nursing, but rather these are kind of behavioral congregate care issues, specifically intellectual and developmental disabilities. And this is a group that we've noted has not seen any vaccine access in the month or so that vaccine has been coming into throughout the country. So much of the work that we've done is made possible because of vaccine allocations that have been kind of pushed back to Wayne County Public Health. So we began the week with 100 doses. That was our allocation as of Monday. And working with Nova Urgent Care and with McKenzie Willamette Medical Center, they had received doses that they had identified as not being required for their purposes. And so they have pushed those doses over to us, and it made it possible for us to be able to run through a group two clinic for the weekend. We've been working with many of the intermediary organizations mm-hmm. within the community and working with them to fill up the registered spots.
And just letting folks know, you're listening to the Friday Show on KLCC, and we're hearing right now from Steve Adams with Lane County Public Health. Steve, what is it like when you, you know, get, it sounds like the beginning of the week was disheartening because Lane County Public Health didn't get as many vaccines as they were promised. And now we've heard that, in fact, the federal government doesn't have as much on hand to send to Oregon. How is this when you're in charge of this? You're in charge of this for Lane County. What goes through your mind?
Thank you, Rachel. It's incredibly challenging. We want nothing more than to push vaccine out. 2020 has been a heck of a year. And as we pivoted into 2021, I know many of us, you know, were so tired of all of the measures that we've had to take, holidays missed, and so many kind of social interactions that we've had to kind of push to arm's length. Incredibly frustrating. And I know that as vaccine began to flow, there was a sense of kind of hope that we can begin to see the end of this thing and get back to normal. And it's heartbreaking. And we are hearing from people, the call volume, not only this week, but in weeks past, we're hearing from all sorts of different kinds of challenges. People who really are quite vulnerable and they need access to vaccine, and not being able to provide that scarce resource, it's just horrible.
Dr. Ludke, do you want to weigh in on this? It's been challenging. Can you talk about that and maybe if there are some silver linings that you're seeing?
Well, I'd agree with the challenging part, but I would also say that there are some silver linings, and I guess maybe it depends on if you're a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person. And maybe I've been accused of being a glass all the way full kind of guy, but I think it's still absolutely amazing that in the same calendar year that a new virus shows up in North America, that we have a effective vaccine FDA approved. Never occurred in my 30 plus years in medicine. Extraordinary. There's just not enough of it. There is far more demand than there is supply, and that's the challenge. But there are two more vaccines coming on the market, almost certainly. One of them will finish its phase three trials the end of this month, and that data will be released. And if that phase three data is good, my guess is the FDA will approve it just as quickly as it did the other two, within 10 days or so. And there will be some more vaccine release. That's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And it has two phase three trials. So the first one that they're doing right now is a single-dose vaccine. Just imagine how wonderful it would be if we had a single-dose COVID vaccine instead of two doses, and you have to track people for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And then the fourth vaccine that will come on the market is from AstraZeneca, and probably another month or so from now we'll hear their phase three data. Most likely it is going to be effective. I don't know if it's going to be 95% effective or 85%, but those are still good numbers. So there's more in the pipeline, so to speak. And I do wish that we had more now, but we're going to have to wait for more later.
You're listening to The Friday Show on KLCC. I'm Rachel McDonald. We're with Lane County Senior Public Health Officer Dr. Patrick Ludke and Steve Adams, Incident Commander for Lane County Public Health's COVID response. And let's head into a question we got by email. This is from Anthony, who says, he's a school teacher. He says, I know which phase I'm in, but with fluctuating rates of delivery and administration, it's hard to get any expectation around schedule. Will Lane County or Oregon have any way to track when we, in any group, should be able to anticipate our vaccination date? And we'll put this to you, Steve, and I know that obviously we've just gotten new information from Oregon about the schedule, but what are, you know, kind of go back to what resources there are for people to find out when their turn comes along.
So it's a great question. I am not aware of a tool either on the Oregon Health Authority website or that they've made available otherwise to kind of help you understand, you know, what the timelines look like. They're making estimates on best guesses. I can tell you that based on a current flow of a vaccine at the current rate, the estimated time to vaccinate Oregonians 65 years and plus is somewhere in the range of 8 to 10 weeks. And that would be putting the full kind of allocation coming into Oregon for that period of time. We're 4 weeks into this process. We've seen, you know, many changes and differences and surprises Dr. Ludke, you know, is talking about new developments that could certainly change the relative rate as we go. And I think that, you know, over the course of this vaccine rollout, 8 to 10 weeks is a really long time in terms of, you know, new production levels coming on online, new vaccines becoming available, and increasing our ability to vaccinate. So I do not know what the specific guidance is for where K-12 teachers are going to fall. I know the governor was speaking to that just prior to this show, and I was not able to catch the specific details. But, you know, depending upon how we sequence these things, you know, my sense is, you know, it's still weeks away.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the vaccine that we're seeing here in Lane County, are there more Moderna vaccines? Are there more Pfizer vaccines? And you know, people have asked about that. You know, some people think maybe they would prefer one or the other. What can you tell us about that, Dr. Ludke?
Well, I think Steve has absolute numbers. What I would say is this is such a scarce resource, and no individual clinic is going to stock all these vaccines. It's just too much work. So I suspect most of us will not have a choice which vaccine we end up getting. There will be short supply for a long time, and the individual practice that we go to see will only stock one or two of these at most. And within a few months, there'll be six of them most likely approved and on the market. So we will not have those individual choices, I suspect. Steve, what are the numbers right now as regards those two vaccines here in our county?
Sadly, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I can tell you from memory that we have received far more Pfizer into the county than because so much of the, you know, the first 2-3 weeks of vaccine allocations have been so heavily focused on the hospitals. Moderna only began to flow into Lane County 2 weeks ago.
And I think you had mentioned that Moderna is the vaccine that the county public health has received. Is that right?
That is. The direct allocations to Lane County have been a Moderna vaccine. And so we have experience managing that and administering that directly. So for the event that we're doing for many of the Group 2, Phase 1A individuals over the weekend, we're doing Moderna on one day with the allocations that were provided back to us, and then we're doing Pfizer on Sunday, which will be the first time that County Public Health is working with that particular vaccine.
Now, we have had questions about side effects. Dr. Ludke, I don't think I have this exact question written down in front of me, but can you give us any more information on what you're learning about side effects related to these vaccines?
We do have some updated data. So there's a national system called VAERS. It's the Vaccine Adverse Events Registry, V-A-E-R-S. Anyone who's interested can Google VAERS and go in and take a look at vaccine adverse events that have been logged. Most typically, a doctor, a nurse fills that out when they've seen an adverse event. And there's been a first blush looking at that particular data across the nation. And we have seen for the Pfizer vaccine that somewhere around 10 per million doses that were given had a serious reaction. That's a bit more than what we see for vaccines overall. We typically see about 1 per million. So this is 10 per million or so. And that's just the Pfizer vaccine. We have a little bit of data from the Oregon-wide assessment of vaccine side effects. And it's similar. It's a tad less. But again, the data is small. And we are dealing with data in real time, which is not as in-depth. We don't have enough time to do a full chart review, find out did this person have some other reason for these types of events. But clearly, there's a tiny percentage of people who have the potential for a severe reaction to these vaccines. And it's important, I think, to leave this topic and just say, as we go through these mass vaccination events and as others go eventually to their doctors and get this vaccine, make sure you tell your provider if you've had a severe reaction to a vaccine in the past. That is not necessarily predictive. You will have a severe reaction to these vaccines, but we sure do want to know. So please share that.
Okay. And I'm going to give you one more question before we wrap up. And I think you touched on this a little bit. This is from Catherine, who says people with developmental disabilities are 3 to 4 times more likely to die of COVID when contracted. Oregon has identified this population and their support staff and families as being in the 1A category for vaccines. And then she says, your website does not reflect this, and there appears to be no outreach to this community. So she wants to know when this issue is going to be addressed.
So I'll start. Steve can finish, I think. And what I would say is I am very thankful every day that I have the job I have and not one of the jobs that determines who gets what when and how do you write up all of these in a policy. Because not only is medicine complex, but our world is complex, and you can't possibly write these groups that include every person, every position in our community. So we did not include, as far as I can tell, every individual type of congregate setting. We called them generally congregate settings. So we are now looking at these residential group homes, developmental disability sites, et cetera, as being part of our prioritization. And Steve can take it from there because that's what we're doing this weekend.
That is precisely what we're doing this weekend. And they are. So we could post a 10-page document that details what goes within these four groups. We posted, in the sake of brevity, to just the kind of summary statements. But certainly I appreciate that feedback and the perspective that folk don't see their eligibility reflected in what we're posting. So we can address that.
Okay. Well, we have just about a minute, and I want to see, you know, that this has been exhausting. We are, 10 months into this pandemic. Are there any words of wisdom, Dr. Luedtke, that you can share to help us cope right now? What are some things that we can do for ourselves to kind of get us through as we're getting this, you know, it's a slow process and it's a slog.
It is. So what I would say quickly, again, in I guess maybe 50 seconds now, is we are in a space right now where we are getting 1,000 new cases in Lane County every 13 days. We've been in that space since November 11th. So every 13 days, another 1,000 cases. This is the worst we've been in this period for highest number of cases in a short period of time. And we're going to be in this period probably up until April. And we really need to take that seriously, not let our guard down, not let fatigue creep in and say, oh, I forgot my mask. I'm not going to go back and get it. Please continue with your infection control measures. But we are gaining immunity. Unfortunately, every time somebody gets sick, they're going to make natural immunity. They're going to make antibodies. And then we're increasing the number of people who have been vaccinated gaining their own immunity. So eventually, by about April, we're going to see a big impact on that immunity, and we're going to see a significant decrease in cases. Fingers crossed.
Thanks so much to both of you for joining us, Lane County Senior Public Health Officer Dr. Patrick Luedtke and Steve Adams, Lane County Public Health's Incident Commander. We had production assistance from Angela Kellner. I'm Rachel McDonald. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe.